Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Wednesday, 3rd of April, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. The benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open gap down today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a weak start for the broader index with a loss of 142 points. In the previous session, market bellwether snapped a 3-day winning streak to close marginally lower. Now, markets are expected to remain volatile ahead of key economic data scheduled to be released this week. Further, US Fed Chair Powell's speech will also be keenly looked upon. After the strong move seen in the domestic equities recently, analysts expect the market to consolidate over the next few sessions, keeping various key events in mind. The short-term trend of Nifty remains positive. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty may take support at 21,272 level, while on the higher side, it may see an immediate resistance at 21,372 level. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Shriram Properties. The company has received a tax penalty order amounting to 446 crore rupees for assessment year 2018-19 from the Deputy Commissioner of Income Tax, Chennai. The order is in respect of income tax proceedings for matters related to sale of shares in one of the subsidiary named Shriram Properties and Infrastructure. Number 2, Ramco Cements. The company has commissioned the Line 2 and commenced commercial production on March 31. The cement manufacturing capacity of Line 2 is 0.90 million tons per annum. With this commissioning, the aggregate capacity of Odisha grinding unit has increased to 1.8 million tons per annum. Number 3, Suntech Realty. The real estate developer has entered into a long-term agreement for its commercial building in Mumbai with Bennett Coleman and Company. This will generate a revenue of close to 2,000 crore rupees over the tenure of 29 years. Number 4, Britannia Industries. The Biscuit Makers Board has approved the appointment of Sushil Navnale as the Chief Information Officer with effect from April 3. Number 5, Ultratech Cement. The company has commissioned two greenfield capacities, 2.70 million tons per annum cement grinding unit at Karur, Tamil Nadu, and 2.70 million tons per annum integrated cement plant at Kukurdi, Chhattisgarh. Number 6, Anupam Rasayan India. The company has signed letter of intent with the Japanese multinational company worth revenue of $90 million over the next 7 years to supply two advanced intermediates using fluorination chemistry. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Asia-Pacific stocks declined on Wednesday after a mixed session with markets watching for moves in electric vehicle makers. Tesla's first quarter vehicle deliveries dropped 8.5% year-on-year, sending the shares of the Elon Musk-led company down 5%. Chinese EV maker BYD's first quarter sales also plunged 43% quarter-on-quarter. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 1.3% on its open today, with the broad-based topics falling nearly 1%. South Korea's KOSPI also slipped 0.8%, while the small-cap KOSDAQ was down 1.24%. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index pointed to a marginally lower open after the index ended more than 2% higher in the previous session. Investors in the Asian region will now monitor data on China's service sector and RBI monetary policy outcome due later this week. In the US, futures tied to Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500 and Nasdaq 100 fell. According to analysts, Wall Street is coming off a losing session for the major benchmarks after sticky inflation data from last week, as well as some strong economic data had investors concerned that the Federal Reserve will take longer to cut interest rates. Treasury yields spiked with the rate on the 10-year note touching its highest level since November. Oil prices also rose to 5-month highs. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Deepak Dasani, the head of retail research at HDFC Securities, about what the Q4 earnings season will look like for different sectors.
In Q4 FY24, we have a modest base of top-line growth and normal base of PAT growth. Considering this, we may expect a good top-line growth led by price rise and a modest rise in PAT. Auto sector will perform well except for tractors and CV, driven by record-breaking sales. BFSI will report decent numbers driven by healthy credit growth and protected NIMs that could show first signs of stress. Asset quality could also show some initial signs of turning for the worse. Capital goods companies could perform well, aided by good top-line growth due to faster execution, while margins also could inch up a bit, held by commodity prices that are steady. Oil exploration companies could report muted numbers, while refining companies could perform well due to stable GRMs and inventory gains, though marketing companies could get slightly impacted by a cut in fuel prices announced in the middle of March. Consumer companies could report muted volume growth but slightly better margins, held by cost optimization. IT companies could report uninspiring numbers. Metal companies could come under pressure as finished good prices continued to witness pressure, while cost did not fall materially.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.